630 CHED Afternoons with Jalen Nye. Weekdays at 2 on 630 CHED.
I have to be honest with you, one of the best rides ever been on was with the Snowbirds. I was lucky enough to get up in a flight back in about 1999, 2000 when I was working in Regina. I've talked about my love of the Snowbirds on this show in the past. I grew up in a city beside Trenton, Ontario, and my dad loved air shows. So we would go to the air shows all the time. And I remember seeing the Snowbirds as a young kid. And that kind of really sparked my interest in aviation. It sparked my interest in part in military history as well. So I'm really, really thrilled. And I know a lot of you are as well to see the Snowbirds this weekend at the Camrose Air Show. This is the first air show that the Snowbirds have performed in since 2019. Of course, COVID shut things down. Op Inspiration picked back up, and that horrible accident that happened in Kamloops just over a year ago that killed the Snowbirds public affairs officer, Captain Jen Casey, put things on hold, obviously, as well. But they're back at it. This is the 50th year of the Snowbirds, and our next guest has done a number of years with the Snowbirds, first flying with the team back in 2010 through 2015. And now Major Brett Parker has joined the Snowbirds once again as Snowbird 7. So he's flying the outer left wing. He brings over 45 hours of military jet flying experience to the team, has flown the F-18 as well, and the Hawks as well. He's from Edmonton, and he joins us this afternoon on 630 CHED. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be on the show.
Tell me, Alberta is home for you. Edmonton, you went to school here. What's it like to be back performing in your home province?
Oh, it's always so exciting to be able to come back and put on a performance for the hometown crowd. Like I said, we were actually in Calgary doing a bit of support for the Calgary Stampede and Op Inspiration a week ago. And even then, just coming back to Alberta felt like, coming home, and everybody is so excited and supportive of the team. And, it's always great to be able to put on our demonstrations out here. So yeah, it's anywhere in Alberta always feels like I'm coming home. So it's great.
Your first stint with the Snowbirds was 2010 to 2015. You did 4 air show seasons at that time. You're back with the team now. Why did you come back?
Well, the squadron was short a couple of pilots at the time, and just like everything else, sometimes it's all about being in the right place at the right time. And I was working in Cold Lake at 419 Squadron, and they had a couple positions that were available and ideally would have been filled by an experienced previous Snowbird to help with the training. And kind of in the right place at the right time. And I said, I'm available. And I got support from my commanding officer in Cold Lake. And obviously my family's still up in Cold Lake. So they're always been a massive supporter of my career in the military. And here I am back. So
I was lucky enough to fly with the Snowbirds back in about 1999, 2000. It was when I was in Regina. And I was on the outer right when we were flying.
Outer right, yep.
Yeah, and it was amazing. But, I mean, it's freaky when you're up there. I mean, it's amazing because you look over and it's like, you guys are really darn close to each other. And I know for you, I mean, your training that's just ingrained in you, and it doesn't obviously freak you out. But at any time, do you kind of look over and go, holy smokes, we are really close to each other. We got to make sure that we're doing this right.
Yeah, and we get that question a lot.
Yeah.
With how do you guys you're flying, most of our formations are, we're 4 feet away from another airplane, and some formations are 8 feet away, which seems like a big distance, but obviously at the speed of which things are happening, you can close that distance pretty darn quickly. So we don't start there, and it's all about training. Mm-hmm. And just like any other, discipline and skill, like it's all about that practice makes perfect. And we spend a good 6-7 months in the off season when we get our new sets of pilots that come in. We'll spend all that time like developing those skills, developing those habit patterns so that we can, decrease that spacing in the formation and tighten up. We call it tightening up the show. And obviously, we'll kind of do the final touches of that. And when we go out to Comox, and that's where we really start to see the show coming together, and all the sequences are there, the formations are there, the tightness of the formation is there as well. So, you know, it's kind of putting that last I and cross the T before we head out on the road and put our performance in front of an audience. So, you know, we certainly don't start at the 4 feet there. But the other aspect of it is the discipline. You know, we have a certain set of mechanics and skill sets that you just become ingrained with. And if you were able to come fly with me, you would see that I'm actually not even looking at most of the guys around me. I'm not even looking at. I'm trusting them to be in what we call their we have an error box. And you're allowed to move around in that box as much as you need to in order to kind of stay in your position. But as long as we have some calls on the radio that inform the rest of the formation, if you're outside that error box, and then it becomes a bit more of an exercise of who misses who and that type of thing. But as long as everybody's in their box, I don't even look at that guy. And that's usually where the fun part, when we have our passengers, they're just almost awestruck when they're flying with us, and they just see this airplane that's just right there, and they're like, what are you looking at right now? It's like, I'm looking at the airplane that's two aircraft over. I need to fly off of the bus, and of course the one above me is moving around and carrying around there. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
And that's exactly
but it's good
fun. Major Parker, before I let you go, I know you have a busy day. You came back to the team after it suffered a devastating loss, the accident just over a year ago. Can you tell us how the team has healed, how it's moved forward, how it's come together? And I know there's tributes to Captain Casey in the show, but I'm curious to know about that process of healing and where the team is now.
Well, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, the squadron is like a family. We are a family. And even in the face of tragedy, which obviously we all know what happened last year with Jen's accident in Kamloops. But that's what families do, right? We come together, we support each other. We obviously looked at everything that's occurred, you know, invoked extra training, you know, all that kind of stuff that will obviously make us hopefully look to do things better. But at the same time, you know, just like you would do for anything else in life, if you have, you know, something negative that happens, what do? You come together, you focus on what needs to in order to move forward. And, you know, part of, you know, a large portion of like we're on Op Inspiration, and that's the name of that's basically our name, the name that's been assigned to what we'll be doing for the future. And that's a huge tribute to what, you know, kind of Jen's legacy. She started with the Op Inspiration started last year during COVID, which was all about, yes, we can't go out and socialize. The air show industry is obviously taking a big hit because air shows bring people together, and we're not allowed to do that. But how can we still maybe get out there and, you know, make some noise, make people feel proud, remind them that we're all in it together, we're all one big family. And that was obviously a large portion of what that Op Inspiration was for, you know, helping cope get through COVID. And I mean, we still have elements of it there that are still existing now. But I mean, I think we are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, for where we're at with Jen, I mean, I'm almost certain that she would be very proud of what we're doing. If she were here, she'd be very proud of the fact that, you know, we've been able to keep the nomenclature of Op Inspiration, because it's all about inspiring Canadians to do something, and it doesn't have to necessarily be within the military. And I think that would make her really, really proud. And that's what the squadron is, which we've had to do. And it's a little bit of that, you know, the show must go on, but we've also got the reminders in there. And we've, you know, and she's not the first person that unfortunately that we've lost in the squadron due to, you know, circumstances. So, I think that's probably the biggest way that we've been able to move forward. And, you know, we're very proud of what we do, and we hope we make Canadians across this wonderful country of ours proud when we fly overhead, throw some smoke down, and have a good time with it and enjoy everything that we do.
Major Parker, we can't wait to see you at the Camrose Air Show this weekend. It's great to have the 50th anniversary year kicking off in Camrose in Alberta with the first Canadian show. So we're looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I appreciate your time.
Well, Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. And at, like, any time, this is basically what our job is. It's public affairs, getting out there, chatting with people, getting the word out. And I hope as many people can come out to Camrose and take in our show. It looks like the weather is going to be nice and be a great way to kind of kick off our Canadian air show circuit, if you will. And looking forward to it. So thanks again for having me.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.